spoke last week to the young people, and we brought up about the promises of God, didn't we? And I asked you if you go away and seek the Lord, and maybe you've got a few that you want to share, and that these are promises that are real to you, and that have in some way been personally revealed to you. It's not just something that you're just reading, but that it's maybe your experience, or you actually stood upon this promise for something or whatever. So it'd be lovely to be able to just hear from some of you some of these promises. Yes, Joel?
Well, funny to say that, because mine comes from Joel, Uncle Joel.
Yes.
Chapter 2, verse 28, on to the end of verse
1. Right, you're going to read that for us. Thank you.
It shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions, and also upon the serpents and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit. And I will shew wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the great and the terrible day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord hath said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
so,
the Lord.
That's a blessing. Now, can you just tell me something about that?
Glory to God.
Well, when I was reading about this, it's also put up in my RE group at the school, and it's been on my mind, because it's been really easy to remember, of course, it's my name's Joel. But I just think it's such a good few verses, because it just shows that in the last day that we've not all been so desperate at one point. And since we've called out to the Lord, we won't forsake us. A lot of the
it's encouraged you, hasn't it? Praise God. Wonderful. That's a blessing. That really is. Hallelujah. Praise God. Have we got any more? Yes. What, sorry? Ezekiel 34:36, yes. Right. Would you read that for us, please?
And I will make them in the places round about my hill of blessing, and I will cause the shower to come down in his season. There shall be showers of blessing.
Praise God. And is that your experience?
Even though that might destroy something, that
God loves us and God bless us. Amen. Amen. Yes, wonderful. Have we got any more? Any more? Yes, Elizabeth.
John 3:16.
Would you like to read that for us, nice and loud and clear?
For God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son. God gave his Son so that whoever believes in him may not be lost but have eternal life.
Amen. And that is something that's been revealed to you. And you believe that God's given that promise for you as well. You believe that? That's a blessing. And have we any more? Any more? Yes, praise the Lord. Excellent. Go on, Shanine.
Matthew 5.
Yeah.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
And you feel God has revealed that personally to you. That's wonderful. You see, this is why I wanted to hear from our young people, because it's so encouraging that these are verses that are being personally revealed to them by the Holy Spirit. It's not just something, oh, it's a good idea, or they've heard parents said, or the pastors taught it. It's coming personally from them, and that is very encouraging. Yes, Joel?
Yeah, I've got one more. It's from Romans 8, verse 38.
Yes.
Yeah, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Very powerful, Ass. Very powerful. Any more? Yes, Elizabeth.
Stella's got one.
Stella's got one. Oh, good, Stella. Are you going to read it for us, Stella?
Ooh. It's one that she sings.
She sings it. Are you going to sing it to us? All right, yes.
John 12, verse 13. I will be lifted up from the earth, and when this happens, I will draw all people towards you.
Oh, I don't know that one. Do I? Oh, sorry, right, yes. It was in the words, yes. Yes, the promise. Very good. Yes, so if you lift him up in our praise and worship, he will draw us and others as well. Tremendous. Mm-hmm. That's great, that really is. That's a blessing.